I'm so proud to have championed this along with Debbie Stabenow, the head of the Agricultural Committee. We wanted to make sure that Joe Biden's big plan to make lots of critical investments, we wanted to make sure we were investing in farmers and in farm practices that farmers know will are good stewards of the land, make for good stewardship of the land. Let me be specific. Farmers trust farmers. They've been on the land. They've protected our heritage going back to the founding of this nation. That's how people, my family came over to this country in 1640, and you know they made their way by scraping it out of the land. And so farmers want to take care of this land. It's often been passed down generation to generation, and they know the practices that actually can actually help preserve or enrich the soil, that can protect erosion, that can do a lot of things. So there's these voluntary programs like EQIP and CSP that are always oversubscribed. Why? Because farmers know that if they can get a little help, they're gonna take that little bit of help and run miles with it. And so the incentives of our farm systems often now are pulling us in the wrong direction, often killing soil, turning into dirt, causing erosion and more. So these are voluntary programs. This is a bipartisan idea that we're now putting in the Biden bill, frankly, that says we're going to massively expand these programs like EQIP and CSP so farmers can voluntarily take advantage of them. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will get this because of your focus. Maybe the average American won't understand. This program is going to take off like wildfire. And although this is where I worry, because I always say that in America, the lines that divide us are nowhere near as strong as the ties that bind us. I don't care what your cable station flavor you listen to. We are one people. And we often have common pain, but we have lost our sense of common purpose. And so this is the beautiful thing about these programs, is that you let farmers lead. They're not only going to do what's best for their land and they're best for their, hopefully, profits and thriving, but they're also going to do what's best for the environment. It's going to help with runoff. It's going to help with flooding. It's also going to help with the climate problems that we're having. It's going to sequester more healthy soil, sequester so much more carbon, cover crops. These are all things that you and your listeners know. And so now what do we have? We have a win for the ecology, our rivers, our streams, our soil. We have a win for farmers, because I think we should pay farmers to do the practices that help America. And we have a win for the climate change crisis, which we're all seeing with wildfires in the West, hurricanes in my on my coast of the country, and flooding in the Midwest. And so that's why I'm so excited about this win. It looks like we're going to get this in the eventual second bill. We just did the major one for infrastructure. The second one is going to, I pray, have that $27 billion in it. And it's going to be a big win that enough people aren't talking about it. But you and your listeners, when I say something like EQIP, most people's eyes glaze over. But you all know what those programs are about.